that required their prime minister and their government to take an action politically is perhaps somewhat hazardous. To us, it's most gratifying. In the case of each country here, each of you has an interest which is perhaps different in some ways, but common in other ways, and common in the sense of our total objective of dealing with this problem effectively on the international front. And I wish to assure you that we can, and I have directed all the people in our government to cooperate with you in the activities which you determine are useful to deal with this problem. Secretary of State, of course, is chairman of the cabinet committee, and that indicates the priority we give to this, the cabinet committee, dealing with the problem on the international front. And we, of course, have a special White House advisor in this area, and will be, I would say, that on the domestic front, except for the obvious problems of the economy, which every nation must put first, this is probably our number one concern. It's our number one concern because it's a growing problem. It's a problem that we used to be able to sort of put aside and say, well, that's a problem of the ghettos, it's a problem of the poor, etc. Now it's the problem of the whole society. Under these circumstances, as we look at the history of civilizations too, we see certainly pretty good evidence of the fact that once a nation starts down this road and goes beyond the point of no return of becoming basically the Dutch society rather than the other, that nation is not making one that will its vitality and strength, its ability to live up to its capabilities. So, with all this in mind, we'll leave you now for a discussion you'd like to have with the experts. I don't pretend to be an expert in this area. White House, or we'll take your special guests, and you're here for business purposes, so I want you to feel very much at home for the future here. I appreciate when you return to the countries that you have been born, either heads of government, as the case might be, or the interest I express in a personal sense, so that they know that this is not simply something we put down in the bureaucracy. It's not something that we expect to be handled at lower levels. It's something which I have personal interest in. I'm in personal charge, and I'm holding the people in our office personally accountable to produce. And with your help, we believe that we can together make some progress in this year. Incidentally, I think you've come a long way. I bet you like a little remembrance, so I'd ask Mr. Bull to provide for each of you an experience in the presidential conference, which has a presidential seal, and which you can make that the proof for you.